Like many of the videos you see on social media, there will be a tagline before you watch it that says this simple line, wait for it. And in fact, if you're watching a video with someone and they've already seen it, they might say, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, and then you see it. And then boom, there it is. Well, guess what? That's in fact some of the best spiritual advice you can ever receive, right out of the Bible. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Great conversation yesterday, Luke. Thanks for the phone call. Luke and I were talking about people who say they're busy, and you kind of scratch your head and you go, you're busy? Do you really think you're busy? There's no way you're actually that busy. When someone can't send a simple text, you're not that. I asked someone to send a text, like, way too busy for a text. Okay. Look, my advice is if you want something done, ask someone who's busy. They know how to get things done. Don't ask someone who's not busy because they're always, I'm really busy. Yeah, sitting around doing nothing. Oh, I digress. But again, this is cheaper than going to counseling. I can just get off my problems off my chest to you guys. So thank you. Now, you want to get your problems off your chest? You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Thanks again for sharing the podcast with your friends, family, your brother-in-law, who, let's be honest, he needs it, and your father-in-law, who, of course, he needs it the most, but he probably won't listen to it because you're the one who said he should listen to it, and that's just what father-in-laws do, right? Okay. Anywho, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Let's jump right into it. James chapter 4, verse 7. So submit to the authority of God, resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. That's the Amplified version. The word there, submit, in the Greek means to place yourself under the rank of another person, of another entity or being, to become their subject, to obey them. So not only understand that you're supposed to obey God in that obey his word, obey his commands, obey the Holy Spirit when he speaks to you, by being under his authority, yes, we must realize that under his authority we must obey him, but we also must realize that under his authority we have his authority. We obey his commands, and by doing so we are now under the order and in correct line of operating under his power and authority. You're like, wow, that's a lot of words, Garth. Okay, let me put it this way. Due to the fact that you obey his authority and power, it now allows you to operate under his authority and power. Ask yourself a hard question. I'm serious. I truly want you to answer this question. Why would Satan run away from you? Why would Satan run away from us? The word there in the Greek, flee, run away, means to escape, run from danger, to vanish. Have you ever been in such panic, danger, scared to death that you just run off screaming? And people are like, where'd he go? He just disappeared. He just ran off into the distance. That's what that word means. But why? Why would Satan ultimately go, oh my God, I gotta get out of here? We see in culture and in movies and even in some churches that there's this healthy and maybe unhealthy fear of Satan and his demonic forces. Like, be careful, don't poke the bear, but don't mess around with Satan. And yet, we're told right here that he will run from us. Well, why? Because once we understand that we have the power and authority of God, he don't want to mess with the fire of God. Look, Satan might be tough in your head, but he's not. He don't want to mess with you if you understand the authority and power of God. If you're under God's authority, and you now operate within the authority and the power of God, he's going to run. But there's one more element here. You must resist. Very interesting word. You might rub your chin and go, what does that mean? It means strongly oppose and publicly stand against. Can you take a beating on social media and still keep your public resistance against Satan? Can you speak the truth in the public eye? Let's say at work, school, town hall meetings, the grocery store, in front of a packed out group of millennials, your neighbors. Look, I'm still amazed at the people who say they are Christians who fold under the pressure of the world. I posted something a few months ago regarding the way the Roe versus Wade turnover, and my comments blew up, but not by non-Christians, though there were a few non-Christians who commented, but mostly by supposedly Christians who took the side of the world. They openly ridiculed me, chastised me, belittled me, mocked me, and even some doubted my claim to being a Christian man. And how could you be a pastor and so cold and uncaring? Yeah, I even had a cousin comment something like, "My heart breaks as they think of the 11-year-old girl who feels the flutter of a fetus in her stomach but can't get an abortion." Oh, shut up. Shut up. Look, a lot of people fold. They can't take the pressure of those comments. Guess what, Skippy? I say bring it on, because I will not flee. I will resist so that the devil flees. And when the devil flees, guess what? When the devil seems to have fleed my life and set up his shop of, I believe is called "Your Life Is Gonna Suck" in your front yard, it won't surprise me, because you didn't resist and I did. See, what we don't see here is the idea of standing against Satan in our closet all alone, making no waves, or resist until someone thinks you're just being a little obnoxious and a little hard-headed and, you know, kind of stubborn and really close-minded. Well, then don't resist so much. No, Satan doesn't care if we quietly oppose him. But when we take a stand, make a stink in the eyes of the world, and do not move, he runs. Yes, we do it in love, but we also do it loud and unwavering. James 4:7, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I'll say it again. Submit to God, aye, aye, sir, under your command. Resist the devil, I'm not going to move, and he will flee from you. Is it easy? No, but it sure is powerful. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.